اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
During the reign of Reza Khan, they banned gatherings for Imam al-Hussein and all passion plays. They prevented the ulama and preachers from climbing the pulpits in all the country. They controlled all forms of Islamic religious publicity and propaganda and pushed us back while they pilfered all our resources. It was the same during the regime of Muhammad Reza, only in a different manner, in a different form.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. We seek refuge from Satan the accursed, and in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, we start another episode of the program, The Spring of Truth. Welcome to this program in which we try to reflect and contemplate and shed some light and paraphrase some of the sayings and valuable words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who is the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. The topic is with regards to training and education. He says, all the divine scriptures were revealed to the prophets for educating this being, meaning the mankind, which, if left alone, will be the most dangerous creature. SubhanAllah, this is so beautiful. To place him under divine training and education so that he may become the finest, noblest, and most superior being. You know, looking around you, looking at the world, you see some people throughout times. Of course, you have the imams, you have the prophets, you have the most perfect human being, the noble prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who tried to practice, ethical qualities in the most perfect way possible. On the one hand, you have him. On the other hand, you have people, you have creatures, you have human beings who are more base and lower than animals. This soul that we have has the potential to become higher than even the angels and to become so low that if you want to compare it to animals, then you would be so much worse than the animals.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
The whole philosophy of the Prophet's coming was to help us become better individuals. And in no phase in your life, you should come to the understanding that, you know, well, this is who I am, that this is me, I'm not going to change. Until the last moment of your life, you should have this concept, this vision, this understanding that I am here to work on myself, to go towards perfection, and to help myself become a better individual, no matter how old I become in life. If you have this kind of vision, then it doesn't matter in what kind of circumstances you are, in what kind of society you are, you will always be ready to change for the better. Thank you very much. Don't forget to pray for us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
every night and every day.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.